This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Coming up on 7 after the hour, the delightful presence of the DJVers. We only have one Jay with us today, Jay Kirshner. Jennifer is off doing Christmas things. Victoria Keelan is here. Can you imagine? Christmas is right around the corner. I wonder what, I would like to have somebody give me a trip in one of the rocket ships to go into space. Can you do that for me for Christmas? Somebody ought to be able to do that.
That would
start a GoFundMe.
Heck of a GoFundMe.
But, you know, it's interesting that you mentioned that because we were all talking off the air, and I think you would love this, the new special, Shatner in Space.
Yes.
And that's what it's actually called. It's on Amazon Prime.
He says, I don't want to be known as the oldest guy in space. I love that quote.
Well, he's 90, and unfortunately, that's whether he likes it or not, that is the title. And I don't know that anyone else who was 90 in the shape that he's in, he's riding horses with Jeff Bezos, and he's out playing with his dogs. He's remarkable.
Well, he works every day. He works. He's on different projects. He's always got a project going. Yep.
But, I mean, even physically, though, you know, he's on his ranch, and he's, you know, hopping up on the horse. He rides his horses every day. He's really incredible, but it's a wonderful documentary. It starts 2 years before the launch when he first meets Jeff Bezos. And, it's really wonderful. The saddest thing though, I was emotional watching it just because Shatner is so emotional and he has such a real appreciation, like a depth of appreciation for what he saw and what he experienced. But, Glenn DeVries, or DeVries, I'm not sure how he pronounces his name. One of the fellow astronauts who went up with him, his wife is in the documentary, and she is a nervous wreck. The way I would be if Lewis was getting into a penis rocket. I mean, I would be beside myself. She's a nervous wreck. Bezos' girlfriend, Lauren Sanchez, is there. She has her arm around her. She's comforting her. It's a very nerve-wracking scene to watch. And when they land and everyone's safe, you know, his wife, they are hugging each other, and you can tell they just love each other so much. It just broke my heart watching that less than a month later, he dies in a stupid Cessna plane crash in Jersey after having gone through all that, after what she went through, watching how nervous she was and so grateful that he was safe back on the ground, and then to only lose your husband less than a month later for something where I don't know if you guys saw this. It was local news here in Jersey where I am. The NTSB report came back that there was no mechanical problem with the plane. So, which is interesting, they couldn't find anything wrong with the plane. He was flying with his flight instructor. So it was just the two of them. We just don't know what happened. They're still investigating it. But usually there's some mechanical error that comes up.
Yes.
You know, that they say, oh, well, this wasn't working
or something like that. Yeah.
Or like bad weather and they get confused and...
No bad weather, no fog. There was no wind that day. And they listed all the things that you typically would think, okay, you know, this contributed to it.
Yeah.
There's nothing. It's a big mystery.
Yeah, it really is. It's a shame. NASA says it's going to launch four Earth science missions next year to provide the people in the science world that they work with more info about fundamental climate problems, processes including extreme storms, surface water, oceans. There's a big to-do this week about that huge iceberg that's breaking up. I forget what it's called.
About that? Yeah.
But yeah, that's
that glacial plate or something. Yeah, I forget the name. Yeah.
Not a great sign. So anyway, they've got a lot of satellites. NASA's got a fleet of them up there that are now providing a lot of data on the interconnected environment, the air quality, the quality of the ice, the water, those sort of things, monitoring what's changing on our planet. And certainly there are a lot of things that are changing. One of the things that's misunderstood about my approach to this, when I say that there are lots of things that combine together to bring us to where we are, I'm not discounting or dismissing the people that say that climate change is real. or that is caused by, as a matter of fact, I agree 100% that much of what's going on in the atmosphere is caused by us using fossil fuels. And so with that, I thought it was pretty interesting. New York City has decided to ban any use of fossil fuels to heat buildings as of today.
That's kind of a ballsy looking council
passed a bill that prohibits the combustion of fossil fuels and anything that's new in New York. So you can't use gas for heating. You can't use gas for cooking. Gas for nothing. I mean, there's a lot of gas. 70% of the heat in New York comes from gas. A lot of oil, of course, as well. Now, they didn't ban oil, though, did they? They banned gas. But they
well,
did not
I don't
ban
know
oil.
About oil. They are moving towards, and maybe you can explain what this means, because I don't know what it is. They're using heat pump technology.
It's electric.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's what they're going to be replacing the natural gas with. Mm. The interesting thing is I lived in New York City for 16 years, and I was ecstatic when I read this, only because when you live in New York and you smell natural gas in your building, you have to call Con Edison, which is the utility that covers all of New York. You call Con Ed right away. They come out immediately. I mean, it is an immediate response, because entire buildings have exploded in New York City. Someone leaves the gas, you know, when you turn your gas stove.
Move to New York where your building can explode.
Well, but honestly, though, I can tell you right now, it's something that every New Yorker, it is on your mind. The minute you smell anything like that, you smell that little bit of gas smell, you know, as a New Yorker, you call Con Ed immediately. You do not wait. And some people have waited, and, you know, literally buildings have exploded. Entire buildings and city blocks have been affected by this. It's a scary element of living in New York City, where you're living with a bunch of strangers in your building, and you don't know. I mean, older people live. There was an old guy who was in his 80s who lived next door to us. He constantly didn't turn his stove off all the way. Like, when you have the gas stove, you have to push the thing in and then turn it.
Yeah.
And if you don't turn your stove off all the way, the pilot, the actual flame goes out, but the gas is still building up. And so several times I smelled the gas coming out of his apartment, and I had to call Con Ed, and they had to bust down his door and turn off the gas. It's really, like, it's one of the many hazards of living in New York City. So I'm ecstatic if they're going to move to electricity.
If you think about the buses and the cars, the taxis, the hundreds of thousands of vehicles that drive through New York every day, and you think about the tall buildings, and there's no place, basically, for all of that exhaust to go. It goes up. But it doesn't go up fast. It kind of lingers as it goes up. So you know that you're being impacted by that as well. I just find it very interesting to think about how New York never seems to have had the air quality problems that Los Angeles did, even though the superstructure of the building is much more concerted. The city itself is much smaller in terms of the, you know, the island is way smaller than what Los Angeles and Los Angeles County is all about. And so, but Los Angeles had much more of a problem. When I started going to L.A. in the 90s, when I started working there and spending my winters there, you could fly, there were five layers, you could count on them. You're flying into LAX, and you could see the five layers of smog because they were a different color black. Now you don't see that. You land at LAX. I never see any of that stuff.
Well, that's
in the
good.
Anymore.
That's good. I mean, California has had those emissions restrictions that are way stricter than any other state for many years now. So obviously that's helped. But with New York, and the thing that people, as you know, the thing that always amused me, people don't realize how incredibly green New York City is as a city, as one of the largest cities in the world. All the buses are electric. They've been electric for a long time. We have so many trees. Central Park is something that is so essential, not just because New Yorkers love it's our backyard, but it's because all of the trees and the plants, they're very deliberate with what gets planted in terms of what absorbs pollution. And so Central Park really is, and then Prospect Park in Brooklyn, every borough has a major park hub center that helps absorb all of that pollution. And so it really, New York is really, it gets a very good score for being one of the greenest cities in the world. People just don't realize it because they think New York streets are dirty and, you know, garbage.
You know, we were talking to stay with New York for a second with the focus on what's going on with Sex and the City, and Chris Noth, who's been a longtime New York actor, grew up in New York City, and now has moved to Los Angeles. So I just nosed around a little bit because he didn't move there permanently, but he moved there to be on, he wanted to do some more movies, and he wanted to do...
He's got three movies coming up, so he must be filming out there.
Yeah, he is. So, but I suppose maybe the enticement is, at this point in his career, because he's in his late 60s, okay, so what do I do? He doesn't look it, he doesn't act it. It's another argument for people like Shatner or me not stopping. Just keep going because you're good at what you do, you like what you do, and why wouldn't you? What is this silly thing about the arbitrary age of stopping? Oh, 65, you got to stop working. You got to be nuts to stop working. You really do.
As long as you can physically and mentally do it, do it.
Yeah, well, of course, you can always tell my mental acuity by listening carefully to all my conversations. Anyway, so Noth is getting $250,000 an episode. She's getting $500,000. You think about the numbers.
He's not in every episode, but they are using him more now.
Right.
So the season two kicks off January 2nd,
I
think.
Yeah. He's very, very... No, they've been on the second part of this season. They've had new episodes this year.
I think the second half of season two, they kind of do it in a weird way.
A lot of stuff went on hiatus right after Thanksgiving. Many of the shows, I don't know what they did with The Blacklist because I haven't been available on Thursday night, but I think that went on hiatus. That's one of my favorites. But this stuff like the Chicago shows didn't, and Law and Order, Law and Order Special, that even added. They put the two of those together so that they can go back to back with episodes. That is Mariska Hargitay's character and Maloney's character. So, and then the Blue Bloods, that hasn't gone on hiatus either. There's a lot of good stuff that's on regular TV that people are missing now because they're so fascinated with the focus on, you know, paying $5 a month for this, $10 a month for that, $20 a month for that.
It's a lot of competition.
Pretty soon you're going to be paying a whole lot more for all of that stuff than you did for regular TV hookups. At least that's the way I'm looking at it, so I'm not leaving the regular hookup. How about that? 18 after the hour.
You may be into punk rock, soft rock, or classic rock, R&B, hip-hop, or house, country, techno, or techno country. But no matter what kind of music you listen to, here's something else you should hear. Please consider getting vaccinated. Talk to your pharmacist today about Comirnaty, COVID-19 vaccine mRNA. This message brought to you by BioNTech and Pfizer.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
The holiday shopping rush is on right now, and MyPillow has been keeping a close eye on supply chain issues. Right now, MyPillow has all products in stock with no back orders and no delayed shipping. And why is that? Well, because MyPillow products are all made right here in the United States. And this year, MyPillow is making sure Christmas is not canceled. Find everything from the legendary MyPillow to their sheets, their slippers, their robes, and now cardigan sweaters. They're all in stock, ready to ship fast. MyPillow is your one-stop shop for everything on your list. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, and in the box put DJV for deals like this one and the Giza Dream Sheets, too. Lowest price ever on premium MyPillows. Promo code DJV. Check it out at MyPillow.com.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
At the hour now, the story continues on the DJV program, and this part of the story is a focus on actor Armie Hammer, who, as one may know or may not know, he's the grandson of the founder of Arm & Hammer, and thus the grandfather was Armie Hammer. That's why they call the company Arm & Hammer, and so he's the grandson. He had some money from the family. But he didn't take a lot of it because he wanted to not be dependent on his family. He wanted to make it on his own as an actor. And so for what? How many years? He's 35 now. So
yeah,
for 10 years.
For a little bit.
Yeah, right. He had 10 years or so. He's had some really good roles. He's very likable, or at least he used to be. So now, we haven't talked about him much since last year because he spent most of this year in rehab, right? Jay, so what's the scoop?
Yeah, he spent pretty much the last almost nine months in a treatment facility dealing with violence against women and a cannibalistic sex addiction. So,
yeah, lovely.
So there's drugs and alcohol. And then a lot of, you know, kinky sex stuff. So,
So he has said in different messages that were released online that he has told somebody, "I'm 100% cannibal. I want to eat you." He's told somebody else, "I want to drink your blood." There's been a lot of disturbing messages and reports, and the LA police have completed their investigation of the rape allegations against him, and they forwarded the case to the local district attorney's office. He is back in the Cayman Islands.
So that means
now
that there's something to it, then. They didn't just, if they,
And that's why there's a movie that he did, the second in the series of Agatha Christie movies. What was the second movie? The first one was Death on the Nile, right? Or no. What was the first movie? There's two books, and they've been made movies. One of them is Death on the Nile. Orient Express. The Orient Express, and then there's the Nile. The Nile one hasn't been released. He's the star of it with Gal Gadot and Gadot and a bunch of others. I mean, it's a big-time cast, and that movie hasn't been released yet. It was going to be released in the spring. They put it off, and it was going to be released in the fall. I don't even know where that movie is now.
I don't know. That's a good question. It's on his IMDb. He's got an upcoming movie called Crisis, aptly titled. That's supposed to come out in that was supposed to come out this year. I'm not sure if it did, but
did you go? But what is that? The one prior to that on his IMDb should be the Agatha Christie movie. That would have been the most recent one, or certainly
Death on the
one.
Nile.
Yes.
Is, it still says it's in post-production, so I actually did see a trailer for that, because Tiffany and Company gave a giant diamond necklace for Gal Gadot to wear in the movie. So there are previews of it out. It might be coming out soon.
Yeah.
It says 2022, so at some point we will see it.
Well, it was made before this. It was, I think,
Kenneth
the last
Branagh
thing.
Is in it.
Yeah,
it's a big cast. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, once all of this started happening, Armie Hammer, he either chose to walk away from productions or the productions let him go. His agent let him go.
He's in the preview that I saw, because I was surprised that he's in the movie.
They didn't edit him out.
Yeah.
No, but they were smart to hold it off, I think, because they're a lot of car. Who wants to go see him?
Right. Let
so
it
now maybe
down.
They're rebuilding his image somewhat. And so as long as if these charges stick, though, that's not going to help him any. But how do you, so what do you do with stuff like this? Do you send somebody to jail? What,
well,
after
rehab
all,
is always the first thing, right?
Well, yeah, and there is a former lover who had said that he mentally, emotionally, and sexually abused her during their four-year relationship. So it's not just what's been written in messages. There are actual physical issues with this.
Mm-hmm, yeah. All right. Well, it's sad because he actually is. I think he's quite a good actor.
He is.
Oof. And because he was friends with my son, I guess maybe I feel a little closer to him in that sense. But, you know, the guy's got a problem, and it's important that you deal with anything like that. It's important that you deal with it.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So, this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi on Wednesday denounced her hometown San Francisco's rampant smash-and-grab looting as absolutely outrageous.
It's absolutely outrageous. Obviously, it cannot continue.
Pelosi stopped short of endorsing San Francisco Mayor Breed's plan to increase policing and review zero-bail policies to fight lawlessness. Dale Ho, President Biden's judicial nominee for the United States District Court for the Southern District of New York, claims in 2018 that the Electoral College is anti-democratic.
Obviously, lots of practices that are anti-democratic, that entrench, in some ways, minority rule in this country. And I'm talking about things like, you know, the Senate, the Electoral College, and the maldistribution of political power that results from those institutions.
Thanks for listening. It is well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
President Biden's social spending bill, Build Back Better, has lost its momentum. Now Democrats want to turn their attention to federalizing elections in America. Democrat Congressman Jake Auchincloss on MSNBC.
I've only been in Congress for a year, but even in this last year, I have seen that no legislation is ever fully done until it's on the president's desk, nor is it fully dead when you've got somebody like Nancy Pelosi in charge in the House or our Senate colleagues working on it in the Senate. So it's not dead. It's clearly stalled. Senator Manchin has been clear for the last several months that he has grave concerns about the bill. There's no surprises there. He's still working on it with the president, I think in good faith negotiations. But it cannot be an obstruction to passing voting rights before the new year.
The push to shut down another energy pipeline in Michigan has begun.
The lawsuit from Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer's administration seeks to shut down the Enbridge Energy Pipeline that supplies natural gas to Michigan, Canada, and Wisconsin. Last month, a federal judge agreed with Enbridge that litigation over Whitmer's order belongs in federal court. On Wednesday, Enbridge moved to shift an earlier lawsuit to federal court as well, which the Whitmer administration has vowed to fight. In the USA Radio Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
After 13 NFL games, the Jacksonville Jaguars fired head coach Urban Meyer last night amid a turbulent first season. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
JV Health Podcast with Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
The great pandemic of 1918, the Spanish flu. There were no vaccines then, but there was eventually a mutant that originated, and this was very contagious, but not very dangerous. The Spanish flu, the H1N1 influenza, vanished. And I'm hoping that Omicron is this mutant that will finally get rid of all this COVID-19.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at djvhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Here we are at 34 after the hour on today's DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen. Victoria Keevan is here. Jay Kirshner. Jennifer is doing her Christmas gig with the local station in, I was going to say in New York. She would not last 5 minutes in New York. She's a California girl through and through. And speaking of that, did you see the mayor of San Francisco says we're going to exempt ourselves from all of the indoor mask rules? Thought that was kind of interesting. And they're looking for this lady, I forget what her name is, looking for a way to fix many of the problems that have been let go. San Francisco's a cesspool. You see all the homeless all over the place, up and down the hills and everybody's houses. I mean, Los Angeles is bad, Venice especially in the South Beach area, but San Francisco, woof, man, what a mess. And there's another interesting twist here. One of the stars of General Hospital has sued ABC because ABC has said, if you want to work for us, you got to get a shot.
Which star? Because I watched General Hospital.
Rademacher, is that his name?
Oh, Ingo Rademacher. Yeah, he's been very vocal about that. He's Australian. He's been on the show for, I don't know, 20 years or something. So, a lot of his fellow co-stars have not been happy with him. There's a trans female actress on the show who plays a doctor, and he's made some anti-trans comments, and the rest of the cast didn't like that. He's kind of made himself a real pariah, which is too bad because he had one of the biggest, roles. But, and then the whole mask or the vaccine mandate thing, he's been against that. So, yeah. But Disney's not messing around. Disney has, Disney has really kicked up. It doesn't matter who you are or how big your name is. If you are not following suit, then you're out.
Gonzo.
Yep.
It's interesting. To go back to San Francisco for a moment, not only do they have a big homeless problem and a COVID problem, they got car break-ins galore up there. If you have a car and you park it on the street, the chances are like 1 in 10 your car is going to get broken into. And it's because of the homeless. I had that same problem, remember, 2 years ago?
Yeah, when you also didn't lock your car. So.
No, I do. Yes, I do. In California, absolutely. I lock my car. And at home, I don't. I don't even take the keys out of them because I'm on the farm. Nobody pays any attention to it. But out in California, absolutely, you lock everything up. Lock it up. And some guy had one of those things that you stick in the door. I don't figure what they call them. The guys who come, if you lose your keys, guys from AAA come with one of those aluminum bands they stick in the door. But these guys, the homeless people had them. So maybe they were former AAA employees or something, but it is really, it's pretty amazing. And because of that, the number of people moving to California has dropped significantly, and the number of people leaving California has gone up. What is it? My son told me there were like 800,000 people that have moved out of California this year alone. And some are going to Phoenix, some of them are going to Albuquerque, some of them are going to Austin, some of them are going up to Salt Lake City. It's amazing how the politics
of all
this
thing changes. Yeah, it kind of combines with, all major cities. Every major city saw a decrease in population because people left the city. They either went to stay with family members or they just wanted to move into the suburbs and they rented a place. And so now with a lot of companies allowing everyone to work from home permanently, a lot of cities are going to be, the population is going to probably stay lower than what it was for a while.
There's no real need
to commute.
About whether Joe Manchin would run for the presidency as a Democrat. When you see, and I don't have anything against Joe Biden. I think he's an okay guy. I never had anything against Obama. I wouldn't vote for him. I actually might have voted for Biden had it not been that he had Kamala Harris as his running mate. But when he's being asked all the time about the mandates, and his response, I think yesterday or the day before, was, what's the big deal? And I get that. But then in the same news conference, he's asked about why he didn't go after China to be more transparent, and I'm doing this with my fist because that's what I want. I want to know that we've got him on the origin of COVID, and he knows, in my mind, he knows what the reality is, and he doesn't want to push them. Whether he's doing that as president is better for America, not to push China too far.
We're pushing China in other ways. We're not pushing on COVID, but we're pushing in other ways. So,
The Chinese government is just no good, folks. And there's no way you can. I don't care what you're.
They're not good to their own people. They're not good to the rest of the world. They're not. Yeah. They're just. It's. But that's not going to go anywhere. That's never going to change.
It doesn't. Yeah. Well, I don't know whether it never changes, but I find it offensive, frankly. Remember the incident earlier in the year when I was called a racist because I referred to the COVID as the Chinese virus, and some guy that I was doing business with, who happened to be Chinese, said, "Oh, you're a racist. I'm not doing business with you anymore." And you and I were on the call together, Victoria. It was like I was talking to the wall.
Well, I think it's I think it's the lesson learned there is, be very specific with your wording. And so you did not mean anything offensive against Asian people. It was the Chinese government that you were specifically talking about.
Yeah.
And I continue
to talk about them that way.
Yeah. And that's fine. I think and we've made that distinction.
When we look at the world and what we're faced with still, the creation of the chaos, was at the hands, or is at the hands, or at the feet of the Chinese communist leaders, and what they have either forced their people to do or encouraged or paid, whatever it is, that stuff was developed in a laboratory for only one reason. And then what it's done to the whole world, to the economy, up and down like a seesaw, and we will feel the effects for a long, long time. And it's not just in COVID. You notice that the Fed has now come out and said that they're going to shorten the amount of time it's going to take to bring the bond market purchases to an end. That is the low interest rates that encourage a lot of people to put money into the Treasury. They're going to start, the interest rate hikes are going to start next year. And that's completely on COVID, completely on China. And the stock market is doing well, but that's because the interest rate is low. It has nothing to do with China. Although it'd be interesting to see, you know, there must be a China fund. There are all these funds, right? Mm-hmm. You can buy into funds. You can just anything you can, the real estate fund, the Bitcoin fund, whatever it is, you can find them. So there's got to be. I'd love to know. Excuse me. I'm not a follower of the stock market necessarily, but excuse me. I would love to know what the Chinese stocks in Chinese businesses, Chinese-owned businesses, how those businesses are doing on Wall Street or in the stock markets all around the world. Am I just here? But certainly inflation is heating up. We know that. We have teachers here in our community that were offered a 3.5% raise over 3 years, and they said, no, if we don't fix this, we're going on strike. Although they really can't go on strike. They're running around town with placards, we don't get paid enough, et cetera, et cetera. And people that are in government are trying to keep the cost down because they don't want people's taxes to go bananas because they all want to get reelected. So there's a real conflict here as to what really, raising the rates, they aren't going to start doing it until sometime next year, but they have said they're going to double the rate at which they reduce the bond buying, which will put pressure on the prices, and also that creates inflation in and of itself. So inflation 4.4% this year. It was 3.7% earlier in the year. So I guess you average it out, it's about 4.1%. The growth, that's also growth, the growth in markets and stuff. Then next year they expect it to cool down to 2.6%. So if you work for somebody and you try to get a cost of living increase, these are the numbers that you should be following or asking for, right? Isn't that how the cost of living works? Supposed to go be attached to inflation,
right?
Rate. Yeah.
Right. It is supposed to. So, yeah, that is one strategy that you can use as leverage, sure. I mean, look, the bottom line is rents are insanely high right now. I am
crazy.
A renter, and
yeah.
I can tell you that the rents, you know, it's been, remember
I
the guy, the rent is too
California.
Damn high? Remember that guy?
Yeah.
He needs to come back.
I sold the last house I had in California in 2006, and 2016. And I've been renting because I don't want to own a... California is too unpredictable. It's too crazy politically. I don't want to own a place there. But this year, last year I didn't go because of COVID, and the kids were disappointed. I normally spend Christmas, and then after that, the first 3 months or so of the year there in California with my children, because I don't like the weather in New England. And then last year, okay, so I had a... Who's going to go anywhere last year? So this year I had all these plans to go out there, and I couldn't find a place... First of all, you can't find a place, even if you could afford it. Airbnb has so changed the rental market in places like Los Angeles, and I guess places all around the country. People who normally would rent out, let's say, a house like I always would rent a bungalow, a self-standing house by itself in a yard, those places now, they can make as much money renting them out for a weekend with different people every weekend than they can as they could. Actually, it's more than what you make if you rent it for a month by month.
Mm-hmm. That's what's happening in Nashville. You have people coming and buying up properties, completely tearing down the houses, and then building two houses on the property and renting it out to bachelors and bachelorettes.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we did. My friends and I, before COVID hit, we went to Nashville for a girls' trip, and I had never been to Nashville before, so I didn't really know, I had much to compare. But someone local down there told us that where we were staying It just was sort of like all these townhouse-type condominium buildings. Yeah. They were all brand new. They were everywhere. Yeah. It was just one after another, and no one lives in them. They're all just Airbnb. And it was a lovely three-story townhouse with a roof deck and four bedrooms. It was wonderful, but it's amazing how much money they can make by just renting for 4 or 5 days at a time. So why would you want to, and Airbnb is prepaid. That's the other thing.
Yeah.
If you're a landlord, my parents just sold a house in South Carolina that they had owned and they were renting it out, and it was a nightmare for them. And so it was because you get somebody in there, and you know you can do a credit check and you can do all the things that you know the most you can do. But then if someone just doesn't pay you the rent every month, it's hard to evict people. With Airbnb, you've already got the money up front and plus a security deposit, so it makes sense.
You have the whole month's mortgage in just one weekend.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
No, that's it. That's the point. Yep. Speaking of, I saw that the unemployment rate is now like down below 4%, and they expect to be like 3.2% at the end of next year. Again, I don't know where the people who were working before the pandemic have gone, but now we can't seem to find anybody to do the work. The gig work thing. Did you know that 1 in 6 of us, and that's all of us, are working through, well, we don't have gig apps, but this is a gig sort of deal. There's a new data from Pew suggesting that adults here who have earned money they have gig apps. So have you ever tried, what is a gig app? Let's explain
that. Like if you work for
people.
Uber or Instacart, or Lyft, any of those, TaskRabbit, any of those types of, that's what they call gig work. Mm-hmm. And so you basically make your own hours, you drive your Uber or your Lyft, or you shop for someone on Instacart.
Well, it's changed a lot because of the
DoorDash
pandemic,
delivery,
too.
Sure.
Right?
Oh, yeah. It put a real emphasis on gig workers, mm-hmm. which is another reason why a lot of them wanted to unionize, because they were essentially frontline workers in many ways.
But
you
wasn't
know?
The original intent for people to use this as extra money? They have regular jobs,
yes.
and you want to. I remember the first Uber drivers I talked to, they all did it an extra 3 or 4 hours a day because they want to make more money, especially at Christmas time. You know,
well, during the pandemic, it became more essential. People said that the reason that it's 1 in 6 Americans are using gig work to supplement their income is because a lot of them lost income and they needed to pay the bills. You've got to cover the mortgage still.
Pay those bills. Well, right now we got to do that because. All right, stand by for a couple of cool commercials. Don't forget our DJV show download every day, available wherever you get your podcasts, Apple or djvshow.com, where you can get the whole show all day, every day, djvshow.com.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-2013. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. Buy $1 million of affordable term life for you. All you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-2013. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-2013. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-444-2013. 800-444-2013.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better, and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extend. Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Time now at 53 after the hour for questions for Dr. Ken. And a lot of them this week, we seem to have a surge or resurgence in interest in COVID because of Omicron. You know, Ken, what I've called it Omicron. I've used all kinds of silly things to refer to it. I understand, or at least this question that I'm wrapped about here, is about the not just Omicron and Delta, but the virus itself. Somebody's concerned that it attacks fatty tissue first. There's been some research on that. What do you know about the virus, and if you're fatter, you're going to be more likely to get it?
Well, we know since the beginning with the original strain, one of the big risk factors for severe COVID-19 is obesity. So there is some relationship here. But just to reassure everybody about Omicron, so far it looks like it's a lot more transmissible, but it looks like it's a lot less lethal, minimal disease. And I think there's some hope here, because remember how the great pandemic of 1918, the Spanish flu, ended. There were no vaccines then, there were no therapeutics then, but there was eventually a mutant that originated, and this was very contagious, but not very dangerous. So the worldwide natural immunity occurred, and then the Spanish flu, the H1N1 influenza that killed more people than World War I, vanished. And I'm hoping that Omicron is this mutant that will finally get rid of all this COVID-19.
I've seen some stats suggesting by the end of 2022, it's a memory, it's gonzo. See you later, alligator. All right, so now let's stick with Omicron, because there's another question here about mental health. The Surgeon General has warned this week of mental health challenges, especially when it comes to young people. So why would that be? Is it the worry about it? Is it there's some impact psychologically or actually physically because of COVID-19? Or is it just that the news media has totally blown most of it out of proportion and scared everybody?
All the above, Doug, but you take 2 years out of one's life, and the proportion to a younger person's life is much greater than you and me. And this has a impact in the young folks when they're evolving their lives, trying to figure out where they're headed, and suddenly they've lost 2 years. So it has had a great impact. And this virus has affected us all, how we interact. And I think it's taken a huge toll on the young folks.
You look at the mental health challenges young people have anyway because of their wrapping themselves around the devices, which in my opinion are the most dangerous things to come down the pike ever. This is just, and it affects your mental health and well-being more than anything else for all kinds of reasons. But certainly this Surgeon General notation here about the pandemic and the anxiety, the depression, other mental health concerns, not only with young people, but the whole population is, as someone put it, exhausted. We're sick of this. And so we have the news media trying to scare us again, and some people wanting to shut businesses down, which we never should have done in the first place anyway. But dealing with this, should companies offer mental health options for people who kind of want to work their way through this? Or how do we deal? Maybe that's the better question, with the mental health issues here from not only the variants, but the original COVID.
Well, getting assistance is always a good idea if you're having trouble coping. But just a good, healthy lifestyle, diet, exercise, getting sleep. But also, let me give you a quick pathway to get your life back. And that is, don't worry about COVID when you're outside. You're fine. Sitting at the beach, you're not going to get COVID. Being outside, you're not going to get COVID. So go live your life. Stay outside if you can. But if you're indoors with vaccinated people or people who have adequate immunity, don't worry about it. But if you don't know the vaccination status of the people around you, just put a mask on and then go live your life.
167,000 children in our country lost a parent or a caregiver because of this, the COVID situation. And a lot
One
of those,
in 500 Americans, Doug, have died.
Yeah. So there's a lot of help that's necessary, I suppose, or would be nice. This is the time of year when you like to help people. And if you know someone who has suffered with COVID, maybe they've lost their job or their health, whatever it is, perhaps helping them at this time of the year when we are so generous anyway. But there are all kinds of causes, but the COVID thing, getting us back to normal and helping families perhaps might be on the top of the chain, if you will. Dr. Ken Kronhaus from Lake Cardiology, reach out to him, connect with him, have an appointment with him, 352-735-1400. It's 59 past the hour.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. Advertise at GCNlive.com.